We'll call to order the Board of Equalization at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. We've got Denny's.
That's
going to be 6-0 in favor.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, Gary's.
I looked at the wrong one. Yeah. There we are. Still 6-0 in favor with Lytle not being present. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on. We have a tax correction slip that everybody get to see that. It's for a property that the household income exceeded the limit for the homestead exemption for 2013, and it was denied by the state. So $663.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number one.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. And this was a property in Beatrice. Vote. 6-0. So, Patty?
Basically, just working on values. We had a Southeast District meeting on Friday. There was a lot of interesting bills that are being... I don't know if any of you looked at any of those. They're very different. Sounds like one of them is an agricultural bill where we... and I haven't read through it all, but we, as the assessors, take it to the acceptable level of value, which is that 69% to 75%. Then it goes back to the state, and the state is trying to get it, or the legislature, this bill is trying to get it only a 3% increase, so they would roll it back for all the 93 counties. So I don't know all the language in it, and I really haven't read that, but there can only be a 3%.
I know there's been several proposals come about. Other than what's in the paper, I haven't kept up with them. Governor Ricketts is going to propose something, too.
That's one of them, yeah. And it's just, I don't know how that's going to be constitutional for some of the other properties is the problem. I mean, how can you, and, you know, how are they going to address, say, what if a commercial building needs a 12% or 13%? And, you know, some of those kinds of things. So I don't know where it's going to go. Or, you know, it'll be interesting. We have an assessor that's very active in testifying up there. So I may go listen at one time because I think that's real interesting. And somebody's going to have to take over because she's to the point where she probably won't rerun. But she's been very active in our group. So
I think it'll be a very interesting session, not only on taxes, but a lot of other things. And then it's short. I keep reading comments as a short session, so it's going to be. Denny's been through that before, so it's squeezed. Yeah. You know, it's time is going to be important. So
I haven't done a lot of watching of it, but you can watch it from your computer too. Yep. So,
well, I think we try as we're meeting in this Board of Equalization. We're trying to see that everybody is treated equally and help the people of our state and not just try to help one category of people instead of others. And so it's very interesting, and my wife is very glad I'm on the county board. So we've got to do our part and help the people that we represent, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, so some of those, like I said, I haven't read in because they're pretty. I have to go in and look at them and read them, but there are some out there. So,
and Senator Baker has been listened when we talked to him. Senator Baker, really, I think he represents us, and he wants to hear what we have to say relative to these things. And I gets a little carried away sometimes.
Bottom line is, we need to help, and we need to do something.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's. Just tax relief in general and not, you know.
I think the governor and the legislature realize that too, and it's just getting to some I guess decision. That's what's because there's a lot of proposals and a lot of interest and a lot of different, I guess.
I just wish that it could be somewhere that we can find it, so it's not a tax shift and it's fair and equal for all the people. And I don't know what that is. I mean, I wish there was a good tax that everybody paid fairly. I guess I'll let the people up there try to decide.
Right.
We'll put our input in. Because as the assessors group, we had a really good group discussion. So, and the property tax administrator was there. So, there was a whole group of people. And sometimes when you sit down at a table like that and just throw things out there, you get you get more ideas than if you're in a... So, we'll see. One thing I do want to make sure that people understand, though, because people will call my office and say, hey, this building isn't on the tax rolls, or this building. We are based on what is there January 1st of every year. So if there's a house that's up, last year there may have been, we may have partials on it, we may have different things on it, but everything's based on our January 1st deadline. So, that's one thing that... people have a hard time understanding. And another thing, the hard part is also what's based on, like if a tornado takes your house in May, unfortunately, it's what was there January 1st. So I think that's a real hard, thing for people to understand. Our assessment date is as of January 1st, so, because they've had lots of calls on different things. There may have only been something like footings there last year in January, right. And then when taxes go out, And I'm talking about a year ago. We've had lots of calls, so just so that's kind of understood. And
it's not a lot of value in the footings yet when that's all that's out there. No.
And we can only be on site at so many places by January 1st, so a lot of it's, we try to get the best we can do. Homestead exemptions will be going out. Personal property will be going out. The big factor this year, make sure you file your personal property on time so you can get a $10,000 tax break. That's an automatic.
A tax break or the first $10,000 of value isn't taxed?
It's exempt.
The first $10,000 of value.
So we will have a lot of schedules that won't have any tax on it.
On personal property is exempt, so there's no tax on the first $10,000 of that. Okay.
But it needs to be filed on time in order for you to get that?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, if it's late, they don't. I think that's very good.
Like
to pass
if there's
on.
Like a company that has several and it's per tax district. So if we have like, for example, Casey's is got what, three or two? Is it three?
Four.
In Beatrice.
Four.
They will only get one exemption of $10,000. But then the one in Wymore will get an additional $10,000 because that's in a different tax district.
And how do they define tax district? It's not by county, apparently.
I have tax district numbers on everything.
You have tax district numbers on everything.
So we have to do a lot of probably, work to know if this is in a different tax district than this is and so forth. Because we have a lot of companies out there that have a lot of it.
Then how will you know, for instance, farmer, if he has two different pivots and in two different tax districts, he would get... But how will you know that when he files his personal property, we don't list it by,
we'll probably do a lot of calling, and it'll do a lot of work on our part to figure out.
Because otherwise, I know normally when we file, it's just, by our address or our name.
And we're still working with the state. They're still developing an information guide to help us along, too, because this is a filing that takes place by May 1.
By May 1.
Yeah.
And are they taxed based on the location of the pivot or the location of the ownership? Place of doing business.
Well, see, we ask for depreciation schedules. And I'm going to say the depreciation schedule is going to be where you list your pivot. Now, if you have more than one pivot, it says by tax district.
Yeah. I don't know, and I shouldn't have brought it up maybe, but that was the one thing that popped into my mind.
We'll be calling a lot, I'm sure, just because we have leasing companies, too, that have go out, and the leasing company tells us the taxpayer has to pay the taxes, but we have to put the piece of equipment, like, say, a school leases copier or some kind of business equipment. It's hometown leasing, but we have to put the taxes on where that piece of equipment is. And so, but the school will be paying the taxes on it, even though they're exempt. The school is an exempt entity, but if they're leasing, that becomes taxable. So we have to, we've got a lot. I'll find that out for you, John. I mean, there's just a lot of questions, and hopefully some information guides will come out to help us real soon. But it is per tax district, so.
Does that have to be in by when?
May 1st. So, as we go along, like I said, we'll know more, and probably there will be a lot of things that come up, because when people set those guidelines, they never go think about the gray areas.
There's always more things that show up that they didn't expect or weren't thinking of. So.
But it says per tax district, so I would think, but don't hold me to that. I'll check that out. So. That's about all I have right now. So. Anybody has any further questions?
Any more questions for Patty or anything else for the Board of Equalization? We'll adjourn at 8:43 on the clock.